and 3VIX monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
NABLC, NAGYU. You around, Vic? NAGYU. Viggy, you around? NABLC. Yes, I missed her. NAGYU. Clear. KE8OOK mobile, we're up and monitoring. KB8OOE mobile as well. Say again. KB8OOE mobile as well. Hope you're having a good day. Could be raining. Reported over here by Dying Corona pretty good about 10, 15 minutes ago.
I'm not hoping for any rain anytime soon. We got too much work to do outside.
Well, it's clearing off. Looks like blue sky up there, so you should be okay. Over.
Also, up there looks like it could get clobbered.
What's your location? Over.
Right here by the Myers in Lapeer.
Okay, storm did look like it's moving that way, so keep the tail tucked in. Don't get wet.
I'll be right. Be right back. Order food. I'm back, just waiting for my chow now.
Come back, I didn't quite catch that, over.
I'm in line waiting for my food.
And there.
I'm gonna have a couple cool days to get a few things done. I got music shows the next tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. I've got live music events to go to, so it's gonna be a pretty interesting weekend. The one is up towards Carroll. That's gonna be a fairly big event.
Yeah, my weekend's going to be a little quiet except for Saturday. I'm taking my granddaughter and my great-grandson to the Gaines Rodeo. Over.
Well, that sounds like fun. I won't be shocked if Ward shows up to that one with his camera. He's getting, he's doing all kinds of different shows. He finally made it over to the racetrack, but he's doing rodeos and live music and all kinds of stuff he's taking pictures of. He does some crazy stuff with wildlife, too.
Yeah, the Gaines Rodeo is a nice little rodeo. I've taken there the last couple of years, and they have a petting zoo there and pony rides. And, you know, he has a lot of fun there. He's like 5 years old, so he has a lot of fun. I don't know who has more fun, him doing that or me watching him. But it's a good time for all. Over.
Absolutely. KB8OLE, I went to Swartz Creek Schools for a few years, and my mother and brother and sister lived with stepdad over there for teens.
I live like 5 minutes from downtown Swartz Creek. I just live over there just about a mile west of Dye. My lodge is down there in Swartz Creek. Over.
When did you live over in that area?
Say again? Say
did you live in that area?
I moved back from Seattle, Washington in 2016. I retired out of the Marine Corps in 87 and went to Seattle and worked at Boeing Aircraft Company for about 15 years and then with the VFW. And then I finally pulled the plug for the final time in 2016 and came back here. And my wife and I live in over off Toronto Road. They're just southwest of Dye. Over.
Yeah, yeah, they lived there from about 84 to 90. Boy, I don't know. 90-something?
Yeah, well, I went to the Marine Corps in 67, and I didn't come back to Michigan to live until about 50 years later. So, a lot of changes when I got back, and I'm not really happy with a lot of them, but nothing I can do about it. Over.
Yeah. That Mary Crapo building is no longer in Swartz Creek. There's a whole lot of construction went on over there since I was a kid.
Yeah, my mother graduated from Swartz Creek, and so did both my daughters. They're 52 and 54, and I really hate to see him tear that building down. Over.
Your daughters are 52 and 54?
My daughters are 52 and 54.
I went to school with them then, I'm sure. I went to Elms. And then I went to the junior high school before I moved back to Davison Schools.
Yeah, their names were Amy Dunn and Judy Dunn. Over.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're both living in Florida now. My oldest daughter and her husband live down there, and they offered my younger daughter a job working at a Amazon distribution center down there that my son-in-law runs, and she took it. Over.
It's a pretty decent school. I have too many complaints about it. I mean, one of the only schools I went to was a swimming pool in the junior high.
Yeah, well, I know that my daughter's graduated from Swartz Creek, but I was out in Washington State when they graduated out of high school, so. And then my oldest daughter went in the Navy for a few years and then married her husband. And my younger daughter went to college, got her associate's degree in management, and she was a manager of Case for quite a while, doing a real good job, and then the job down there in Florida pays her way more than what Case ever did. Over.
Jimmy and Ollie, I was a class of 88, but it was a nice school. I had a pretty good time in the little Mary Crapo building. And like I said, I went to Elms for a grade school. And then I moved back to Davison in the eighth grade. Now, Davison was an excellent school. It's not quite like it was, but it's still a decent school.
Well, I went to Bendel Elementary for kindergarten and first grade because my folks lived over in Burton. And then they put me in a private school called Flint Christian. I was there until ninth grade. Then I did Bendel School for my sophomore year and then we moved out to Grand Blanc and I graduated from Grand Blanc in 67. Over. K-E-8-O-O-K.
Bendel didn't used to be a bad school, probably a little rougher now. But Lakeville was a little backwards compared to Davison. That Davison was a really, really good school. I kicked myself for not graduating from there and going back to Lakeville. They changed all them programs later on out, though. But I lost a lot of credits going back to Lakeville because Lakeville just didn't offer what Davison did.
Yeah, well, I went to college. Hang on just a minute. I went to college. I was out at South Seattle Community College, and sure, I got my degree. But just learning things. I'd like to have gone to University of Michigan, but it just didn't work out that way. Over.
Yeah, I went to Mott. My plans were to get a bunch of credits there before I transferred to U of M. Never done either. I didn't finish at Mott. And hindsight's 20/20, but here I am.
Well, you know, things happen. You know, most of my education, I guess you'd call it, was stuff I did in the Marine Corps. They gave me credit for 2 years of college, what I did in the Corps. So I can't complain too much about that, over.
Yeah, they teach quite a bit in there. You know, a lot of people think you just go in there to do push-ups, but, you know, you do stuff like Ranger School or any of that stuff or any of the mechanics courses or, I mean, they're no different than being in a college except for some of the vehicles and some of the machinery you're just not going to see in the civilian world, but it's all pretty much the same.
Yeah, my,
slogging through the mud.
I went to an Air Force school. But an electronic school, but it's equivalent to an associate's degree in electronics. And that was in Colorado. And I really like that. I like the school and I like the area. Over.
Another station in there. Go ahead, other station.
Yeah, push up and slog into.
I was stationed at Cherry Point, North Carolina for 14 years, except for two trips overseas. And then I went to Denver for school for a year, and then my last 5 years was down in Yuma, Arizona.
Heavy artillery, too.
I've been all over the country.
I'm just kidding. I say there was another station in there. We had a 3,300 come in. Go ahead, Breaking Station.
Yeah,
I was saying he was doing push-ups in the mud and slogging through the mud. Then I went on to say all over the world, 33 other countries,
40. Yeah, I did part of traveling there.
I'm just thinking I'm about our
story. I bowling than I did in the military. I've been around the world about 1.5
and
times.
And you guys sound a little bit alike, too, so I was confused for a second.
I don't think it wouldn't air shows and testing the aircraft. Over.
I'll keep doubling the three of us. Hey, fellas, I'm here at Wally World. I'm going to jump out and go grab me a carton of eggs and a few things, and I'll be back in the truck here in a couple minutes. KB8-OOE.
Okay, this is KE8-OOK. I'm here standing by behind my son's fixing to get back to his car.
Who is the third station?
Say again, please.
Hey, who was the third station? There's three of us here. Who was the other station?
Don't sound like I'm getting a repeater.
Besides me and the other OO station.
The other OO station was OOE. I didn't catch the first two letters of the call sign, but I know the last three were OOE. He said he's running into Wally World. Over.
That's me, and you're the other OO station. There was a third station out here besides me and you. I'm trying to get his call sign.
Victor Indy X.
You didn't make it in that time. Try again. India Echo. Try it again. Your call was cut up.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we're up and monitoring.
Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
KB8FFR, KF80 Whale.
Hey, Ken, how are you? Just as a heads up, you have a lot of background static, like a painful amount of background static.
Yeah, I'm out of hand. I'm in the woods, so, It's probably not
going to
be the best.
Walking around in the woods. KF8AYL from W8FFR.
This is KF8AYL. Yeah, I'm on a handheld in the woods. It's probably not going to be very good.
I don't know if you heard, but what are you doing in the woods?
Since it's somewhat cooler today, I was cutting up some trees that were up in the last month or so.
Yeah, you cut out pretty bad in that last transmission.
This is KF80 Whale.
And your last couple transmissions had a lot of cutout.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria monitoring.
WDCRQ, KD8KQS calling.
KF8AYL, monitor.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile hand monitoring.
KF8AYL.
F8AYL, WAFFR, we meet again, Kent.
Yes, we do. But now your transmission is, I won't use the word painful as you used earlier, but it's your transmission's a little rough.
I only mentioned painful in the fact that I was holding my mic and my mic was rattling, but that's because I am southbound about to turn on at 24.
I was out in my woods earlier cutting wood, and I took a break and was eating a sandwich. And yeah, handheld 5 watts doesn't get out through the woods all that well. So it was what it was.
Yeah, it was enough signal to be able to have a conversation. Not ideal audio quality, but what matters is we were able to have a conversation, which is really good, because if there's ever that situation again, and having comms does mean the difference between life and death, it's good to know that you can at least get yourself out there through the woods.
Well, that's why I transmit a lot of times, just to see who can hear me from where and on what equipment. There is that.
Yeah, I've been trying. It's very difficult to put my base station against repeaters, because it's like, I want to see what repeaters I can hit. And the problem is, most of the time, there's nobody on there to respond to my radio check. And some of the readers I do want to hit are not Echolink compatible, so I can't sign into Echolink on my phone and wear earphones and listen to myself transmit.
You don't want to do that. That's akin to sending yourself flowers in sixth grade when you were going to the dance or something.
Need to find one way or another if I'm coming through clear on the repeater.
No, you just got to put yourself out there and somebody will respond. They're out there. They're listening.
Yeah, but I also know there's a couple of repeaters near me I've never made a single contact on. And other hams have said the same thing.
There's one out in North Branch. I talked to somebody on not too long ago when I was out in that area. Lapeer's not too far from North Branch. A lot closer to me, but I was over there. You ever talking to that North Branch one?
No, I have no way to hit it. It's a UHF. I think it's 444 megahertz. I forget what the exact frequency is. But my car antenna, I don't want to send 440 on a 2-meter antenna. And my base station radio is a 2-meter only. So I don't, unless I'm close to the repeater where I can hit it with the handheld whip or the rubber ducky, I can't hit that repeater.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is a UHF one.
On a side note, I saw an interesting one in Davidson. I don't exactly remember, and this is according to a repeater book, so I honestly don't know if it's updated. But apparently there's a repeater in Davidson, but I think it's for one of those weird bands. Like I think it might be 1.25 meters. Could be wrong, but I want to say it's 1.25.
What is that, like the 220 something? Yeah, there's some 220 stuff in there.
I believe it's Ann Arbor. I think on the college there, I saw a high-frequency repeater. I forget what band it was on, but I was just messing around on repeater. Again, repeater book. So take it with a grain of salt. Actually, but I did see an ATAP repeater in that area.
Well, there's a few of those around. I don't get down to Ann Arbor too much anymore, but I used to go there every other week, or drive through there anyway. That's a distant memory, and no loss there. Not a big Ann Arbor fan.
I've only ever driven around the city. I've never actually been to the city. I was supposed to go with a group of friends about a month or two ago, but something else came up and had to bail.
There is a really good cigar shop on the west side of town. I've visited that many times. But yeah, the city itself, I used to go there a lot when I was younger, but it is what it is. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, I don't frequent cigar shops. However, I have a friend who lives in, technically it's Okemos, and we go to Lansing quite a lot. We basically go to Lansing and hang out because everything around their house closes at like 8 or 9. So we go to Lansing to hang out. Don't hang out with them much because they're unable to drive due to medical conditions. But there's a music store out there, very big music store, and I love going to it, even though I can't afford half the stuff that's in it.
Okay, I'll buy. When you say music store, what kind of music store? Like, they sell records and CDs and that kind of stuff, or they sell guitars and drums and that kind of stuff?
It's a store that sells musical instruments, and it caters primarily to acoustic instruments, my personal favorite, so, yeah, I really like it, and I put a little bit of delay in there, had to pay attention to the road, it got serious for a little bit.
All right, yeah, no, I got you, I get you. No, that's cool. I'm older, so when somebody says music store, my head immediately goes to, CDs and records. But instruments, that's a different type of music store, but that's fine. Those are good stores, too. And those are still out there. The ones I go to automatically, the CD and record store, that doesn't really exist much anymore.
A lot of stores don't exist anymore that used to. But on a side note, how's my signal doing?
You're still doing okay, but it seems to be degrading over time.
That's because I'm in the town to the south of me. I'm surprised I'm still having a conversation where I'm at.
What town is that?
Oxford, Oscar, X-Ray, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Delta.
All right, yeah, that's quite a bit of ways away. I got a couple of buddies who live there. Yeah, that's a ways away from your Lapeer repeater, if that's the one you're coming in on.
honestly just want to see if I can go today before the signal becomes too unreadable.
Yeah, it's getting worse, that's for sure. So I take it your head south.
Affirmative, WAFFR, station ID.
Yeah, well, all right, Ryan. Well, I'll say 73s for now because I got to go pick up my my wife. But enjoy the rest of your drive, and I'll be clearing your final KFA AYL.
KFA AYL, WAFFR. Good talking to you again, Ken. And I'll hear you out there on the airwaves here in the near future. And clear of this frequency, 73s. You and everyone else who may be hearing.
This is WD8CRQ, WD8CRQ in all gray, Michigan.